Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Vaughn Eshelman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. And now, play ball. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berga reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alicia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal fields it and throws to second for the out. McFarlane moves to third. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tinsley moves to second. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Vizcal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Peña strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alicia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to third. Thome moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Perry scores. Thome scores. Peña goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Mike Maddux now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogia fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia misplays the ball. That's an error on Alicia. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray scores. Ramirez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Perry. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Alicia applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nehring moves to second. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Berga reaches second base with a double. Vizquel goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greenwell throws the ball into Alicia, who tags Murray, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Berga scores. It's 7-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McFarlane moves to third. One out. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McFarlane scores. It's 7-1, Indians. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Tinsley moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Donnell's now playing third base. Joe Hudson now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Whiten throws the ball into Valentin, who tags Peña trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Perry scores. Thome moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thome scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing second base. Greg Olson now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Donnells hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.